Hello.
Painties.
Painties. Oh, painties. 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 Painties.
Got painties. I got painties. Oh, God, still got painties.
Bet, would you rather have a smartphone or a candlestick phone?
I've got to say, even though I hate technology, I would rather have a smartphone than a, you know.
I love my smartphone.
At least I could take a picture with it and maybe access the internet.
I suspect this question might be more for me than it is for you, because I've expressed my great love of candlestick phones.
Uh-huh.
And have said that if I had the money to buy, like, some true antique, that would be what I would buy. I don't think that I would give up my G1 for it, though.
Yeah.
So I would say
or
smartphone.
Your candlestick phone.
I would rather have both, but if I could only have one, I would say smartphone.
I'll go smartphone.
Would you rather listen to the first Pretenders album or the first Marshall Crenshaw album?
Both fine, but no question, Marshall Crenshaw.
Yeah, I would say Marshall Crenshaw also. Would you rather play with Mr. Potato Head or a Slinky? Slinky!
Slinky, yeah, there's only so much you can
but
do.
Only,
once you put the eyes in the mouth holders, that's about it.
Only the metal Slinky, though, because the...
Oh, the plastic
the
ones
The plastic
suck.
Ones just go clack, clack, clack. That's no fun.
Yeah, you gotta have the Slink.
Would you rather be an adult in the 1930s or the 1960s? I had the 30s.
Oh, 60s. In fact, Mr. Middlebrow, one of his the early topics that I guess we'll never get to... was if you went back in time, where I think it was Mr. Middlebrow, mm-hmm. where would you live and what, you know. For as long as I can remember, I have wanted to live either in New York City or London during the mid-60s.
During the mid-60s?
It's just a time, not only fashion and music, but mm-hmm. what the world was going through. I love the mid-60s.
I would say the 30s for almost the exact same reason, and the only reason the 30s have an edge over the 60s is that women were treated like absolute shit in New York City in the 1960s, whereas there were just as many women breadwinners in the 1930s as there were men. Women were going out getting jobs and being independent for the first time. And I think that would be kind of an exciting time to be a woman in the United States. One of the few exciting times, as a matter of fact. Would you rather go to Monte Carlo or the Riviera?
What's the difference?
I'd say the Riviera. I don't know the difference.
Rich people on the beach.
Yeah, basically rich people on the beach. Monte Carlo has gambling. Riviera
oh, okay, we'll
go
to Monte Carlo.
Too. All right. I'm easy. Would you rather be Nora Charles or Hildy Johnson? Hildy, don't be hasty. Remember my dimple, Walter.
I would rather be Hildy.
Yeah, I'd rather be Hildy, too. I love Nora Charles, don't get me wrong, but I would rather be Hildy.
Yeah.
I would not mind being Nora. But Hildy actually has a job. So
yeah.
I dig that. Would you rather learn to play the drums or the violin? Drums.
Violin.
Alrighty.
I've always wanted to play the violin.
Oh, would you rather be in the Hell's Angels or the Bush administration? The Hell's Angels, no question.
I wouldn't. I'd rather be in the Bush administration.
Bring them down from the inside?
You're Teflon. You're making hella good money for probably doing nothing or doing a job you're not qualified for.
You'd have to be with all those assholes, but then there's the Hell's Angels. So.
Yeah. I'll do Bush administration.
Would you rather be Sarah Palin or Jocelyn Wildenstein? Google her if you have to. Stay away from the images, though. Well, I have to Google her. I would not want to be Sarah Palin. Off the top of my head, I would say I would rather be somebody I've never heard of. Jocelyn what? Wildenstein? Or maybe Wildenstein?
I'm going to the images.
Actress, Servez-vous, Madame.
Oh, she's that woman who has all the plastic surgery.
Oh. I don't know. Oh, Mike, I don't know. I'd still probably rather be her than Sarah Palin.
I wouldn't.
You'd rather be Sarah Palin?
Well, see, if I was Sarah Palin, I wouldn't know that I was Sarah Palin. Let's look at it that way.
If I were Sarah Palin, I could go away and shut up forever.
Yeah, if you're this woman, you hate yourself so much that you think you have to change your appearance.
You've
you know,
convinced
by plastic
me. I'd rather
surgery.
Be Sarah Palin then.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather live in Spain or Italy? Italy.
Italy.
Would you rather be a part of the Rat Pack or the original Mickey Mouse Club?
Oh, Rat Pack.
Yeah, Rat Pack.
You can drink.
Yeah, you can drink, exactly. Would you rather play Scrabble or Monopoly? Scrabble.
Scrabble.
Would you rather watch Moose and Squirrel or Bugs and Daffy? Oh, bet.
That's a toughie.
I think I'm going to say Bugs and Daffy.
I will
sorry.
Say Bugs and Daffy because if it's just Moose and Squirrel or just Bugs and Daffy, I'll take Bugs and Daffy.
Yeah, but if it's going to be Bugs and Daffy and Foghorn Leghorn and Pepe Le Pew, yeah. I would rather watch
Porky
Moose and
fucking
Squirrel.
Fucking pig.
Yeah.
I hate Porky fucking pig.
And Green Acres.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I would rather watch Moose and Squirrel and Fractured Fairy Tales and Sherman and Peabody and the rest of those gangs. Would you rather max out your credit cards and not have to pay or have the chance to kick Cheney's ass? I think kick Cheney's ass.
No credit consequences whatsoever.
I'd still rather kick Cheney's ass.
Well, you'd kick his ass, he'd still be Cheney.
Not if I kick it hard enough. Could I kick his ass till he's dead? Or can I only kick his ass until his ass is kicked?
I would choose kick Cheney's ass if it would be a public kicking.
Oh, yeah. In front of everybody.
If it's not a public kicking, if it's not on all major networks, I'll max out my credit cards.
All right. Fair enough. Who would you rather have at your birthday party? The Beatles or the original Royal? Doesn't matter. The Beatles.
The Beatles.
I'm going to finish reading that.
Jeez, who wants Shakespeare at their party?
Would you rather have tickets for the World Series or the aforementioned Royal Shakespeare Company? Now, in that case, I would take the Royal Shakespeare Company.
I would take Shakespeare because I had baseball. Ugh.
I love baseball, but the World Series is always crap. It's like the Super Bowl. Would you rather be 18 again or 13 again? Oh, 13. Oh, no way. 13 kind of sucked.
No, I'd be 18.
18.
I'd be 18, knowing what I know now.
So then I can vote. Would you rather see the Eiffel Tower or the Parthenon? The Parthenon, because it's in Greece, and I would rather go to Greece than Paris.
Yeah, I would rather see the Parthenon, too.
I'd like to see both, but if I could only choose one, the Parthenon. Would you rather have a really nice boat or a really nice motorbike? I think motorbike.
Neither interests me in the least.
No, neither particularly interests me either, but if I had a nice motorbike,
I
could zip in and out of
traffic. A really nice boat because you could park it in a slip.
You like that?
And just kind of live on it, you know, just go hang out. You don't have to cruise the thing.
Yeah, true dat. Would you rather be in Spike Jones and his City Slickers or Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention? I say Spike Jones and his City Slickers.
Spike Jones. Yeah, but, you know, Spike was a taskmaster, they say.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I bet Frank Zappa wasn't.
I bet he wasn't. You'd lot more chance of creativity in Frank Zappa's. But oh, how could you not want to be in Spike Jones?
Yeah, that's true.
I would just be the person who went...
Oh, by the way, I have an IM here from Duke who says, off to bed, you two hang in there. Thanks, Duke.
Oh, night, Duke.
Good night, Duke.
Tell Mrs. Duke. Good night, hello, whatever.
Tell her
if
whatever.
If you're going to bed, you can tell her hello. Good night from us.
Yeah. We still have a little bit of time. I suppose we could roll through the shout-outs if you want to.
Okay.
We got a bunch. Crystal, no, it's Lily is asking for clarification from Crystal. Crystal's got, which would you rather do? Maybe we do those next time. I'm going to skip over them, and then Crystal responds. Lily says, I'm underwater again. I'm going to reboot after this episode, so.
Okay. I agree with Citizen Kane.
Lily said, yeah, Citizen Kane is up there on the canonical film she doesn't like. Blade Runner. I kind of agree with Blade Runner. I've watched all the different versions, I think. And I like it, but I don't love it. And Mike's gone to bed. Good night, Mike.
Bye. I love you.
I love you. We'll do Crystal's last one here.
I'm going to take some aspirin and take my panties off.
Bet's going to take off her panties. We're still on the air, you know, talking about your panties.
I have no self-control, I told you.
Oh, it's fun. Losing it. We're losing it, everybody. We are losing it.
This time in life, I'm losing
it. No, we didn't get any takers at all for Mr. M's challenge, so maybe he will do dishes.
Okay, well, you know, we got
five hours. Yeah, well, look.
Four hours, Lily,
Crystal, either one of you guys want to kick in a little bit more, and Mr. M will match it for the ASPCA. Good cause. Crystal, you can kick in another 2 cents. That was not all she donated, everybody. I'm teasing, but she is the one who tacked the 2 cents onto the end. Which is pretty cool, actually, because
it's pretty cool. Yeah, because when we're closed, then that pushes us. You know, we're not.
We don't have $550. We have $550 and 2 cents, which is pretty cool. All right, that's enough for this one. God, I'm tired. I don't know about you.
Me too.
You too. Let's stop. We've done enough. We've done enough. No, we'll be back. We'll be back next time.
We'll be back. In a minute, back.
4 more hours. I think we're going to make it.
We're going to make it. I wonder if I'll end up in the floor again. If I end up in the floor, Milo will be in my face.
Making a little fort down there with your cushions and whatnot.
We make a little fart down there.
Making a little fart and a little fort.
Yeah. My fort will have to be very strong. If he's close by.
Alright. Good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. See y'all next week on the Huckabug. Alright. Back in a minute. Bye. Well, we won't be back in a minute. It'll just seem like a minute.
It'll seem like a minute to you.
Laters.
Bye.